only safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Wednesday, September 24th, 2025 edition. Rod just texted me, LM, at 9:10 while I was on with Dr. Jeff. My phone's folder has now been set up. So what I texted Rod back was Saturday, October the 11th, 2025. Gates were going to open at 3 p.m., the tours of the facility, 5 p.m. Concerts start at 7 p.m. Details at libertymountainusa.com. So you'll be able to get your tickets tomorrow. Very affordable. And also, they're going to be giving the proceeds, I believe, to a local charity. But they want to do a kickoff. They want you to guys come and see the venue, take a tour, and then stay and party with us. We're going to get the music started, he said, about 6:30, 7 o'clock. Again, text me LM for Liberty Mountain, and I'll send you the information. Well, renewed optimism on a budget deal as a framework is now taking shape. A rough framework for fiscal year 2026 spending plan and long-term road funding deal is taking shape behind the scenes among the legislative leaders and the governor's administration, which is basically 1 week to go at the end of this current fiscal year budget 2025. While numerous details need to be worked out, and everything even could fall apart over the next 6 days, all sides are more optimistic than last week that they can, in fact, reach a deal by midnight on September 30th. Additional session days in the House are being looked at very seriously for this Friday, September 26th, as well as Monday, September 29th. The Senate, controlled by the Democrats, said that they are also considering adding session days. Well, among the most major developments is universal agreement using all state taxes at the pump for the roads. This comes from even Governor Gretchen Whitmer talking about this back in July 29th, being joined by the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, who together put out a story with MERS News Service that they are, in fact, now supporting the idea. However, the belief is that there is enough money within the budget to backfill the school aid fund and other spending priorities that rely currently on the sales tax revenue from gasoline. Second position or point, the strategic outreach and attraction revenue fund will be defunded, with at least a significant part of that revenue in previous budgets going to road funding specifically. Third point, House Republican leadership has not completely ruled out a new wholesale tax on marijuana or a new tax on currently untaxed hemp drinks and other products using synthetic THC. We talked about that story just 2 days ago. Looking at the final numbers, the landing spot on long-term road funding is becoming more likely. With $1.2 to $2 billion number for roads seeming more likely to be the number as opposed to the $3.1 billion attempted by both the administration, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office, and House Speaker Matt Hall. Hall and the governor have always been using $3.1 billion as the target. Well, now it looks like they may be dropping it down again to $1.2 to $2 billion. And this is dedicated funds permanently and forever going directly to road funding. But here is some of the sticking points that still exist. The size of legislative earmarks being a tough one. The House wants to cap legislative earmarks at $100 million or less, while the Senate allegedly wants a number much larger than that, or at least that's the understanding MERS News Service is getting from some of the members of the Senate Democrats. Behind the scenes, they understand the freewheeling days of local earmarks for all is over and cuts are needed. Well, the Senate Democrats now are also willing to support additional revenue and additional social welfare, neither of which is exciting the House Republicans. The task of finding common ground remains difficult, but now there seems to be a driving, unifying factor based on the calendar. Whether spoken out publicly or not, the full court press to get a budget done is the big specter for the political winner of any budget. Both sides will take credit for it if they can get it done, but also they face a budget shutdown, which independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan has already made it a main part of his campaign for governor. The government shutdown doesn't benefit Republicans or Democrats. And that is going to absolutely be used by Duggan. Elect me governor, and I won't pay the state reps and the state senators unless they come up with a budget on or before July 1st each year. Well, on the Democrat side, running for governor, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson would lose in a shutdown if branch offices are forced to close. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, also a candidate running for governor, loses because it would be tied to the Whitmer administration, which he is a part of. On the Republican side, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt loses because he will be wrapped up in the entire whole budget debacle, even if he's not directly involved, since he's not part of the majority. The Senate Democrats control the Senate. Him and the other Republicans basically aren't even being talked to about the budget. Now, this could potentially affect House Speaker Matt Hall, because Nesbitt is emerging as a leader for the Republican nomination based on the self-inflicted implosion of U.S. Congressman John James. Nesbitt, Speaker of the House, and Speaker of the House Matt Hall have been close political allies for years. Well, meanwhile, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is working behind the scenes to put pressure on to make sure a budget gets done. If one doesn't get done, the governor is reviewing all the options to keep the government running as much as possible. Her goal is not to see how many services she can shut down on October 1st, but to put added stress on the House and the Senate to finish their work, to keep open as much government as possible, to prevent the conservative Republicans from celebrating the beaching of the state government. This attitude, in part, explains why Whitmer has not issued the mandatory 14-day layoff notices to state employees. This was a tactic that was used back in 2007 and 2009 by then Governor Jennifer Granholm, and also was again used in 2019 during Governor Gretchen Whitmer's very first budget. Under the labor agreement signed by Governor Rick Snyder's administration, a governor doesn't technically need to give bargaining units 14 days notice when employees can't be paid, although it's still a good practice. Remember, the Senate has received a general government continuation budget in its possession that the House took up, passed, and sent to the state Senate back in March. It could always be amended and sent back to the House for immediate action if needed. Continuing budget resolutions were used under Granholm back in 2007 and 2009. Each chamber, both the House and the Senate, have an education budget in their possession that has been passed by the other chamber. These bills clear the five-day rule, meaning a continuation budget could be swiftly passed if the mechanics of a final agreement cannot be reached by 11:59 p.m. on September 30th. Well, to wrap up this story, we've got some attorneys in Lansing. They've given some information, input into this story. We'll get into that, wrap it up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 231- 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. And
the secrets that we share. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment, hour number one. Attorney Steve Liddell of Dykema was one of Governor Jennifer Granholm's lawyers during the 2007-2009 shutdown. Liddell said, quote, "The governor is under no obligation to lay off anyone," end quote. Michigan does not have a budget deficit as it did during the brief 2007-2009 shutdowns. The governor could let government continue to incur spending obligations if the budget isn't passed by midnight on September 30th. How those state employees are paid is a detail that actually can be worked out later. Certain programs come from federal money. Could the state hold back those payments legally? Well, Public Act $51 are not subject to the appropriations process at the state level. Most of those funds come from Washington, D.C. That money could be allowed to be pushed out. Idea went on to say there's no big switch someone in state government throws at midnight on September 30th if there's no budget. There's nothing that shuts all the lights off, nothing that opens up the prison gates, and nothing sends home the state police. The governor has lots of options at her disposal, and I suspect she is exploring all of those options with less than a week to go. Could the governor pre-authorize certain spending prior to October 1st? Also, could she challenge the ability to spend money after October 1st and essentially dare somebody to sue her? The Treasury will continue to collect revenue regardless of the budget agreement being reached, and much of that money is automatically comes to the state treasury. Also, the governor could use the administrative board to move money around. Back in 2019, showed Governor Gretchen Whitmer how creative she was with spending that money. Well, the word is that Governor Whitmer will make her moves to minimize the pain of operating without a full budget if she needs to do it. But everyone is hoping that it doesn't come to that. Well, honestly, I'm somewhat disappointed in that the fact that this story implies that the House Republicans are willing to look at new taxes. However, the area they're talking about doing it is on the marijuana products, which I don't consume, and I'm sure many of you probably don't consume. So guess what? Frankly, my dear, I don't give a dang. A new wholesale tax on marijuana and a new tax on hemp drinks and other products using synthetic THC. And sorry, don't consume any of that. And for those of you who do, well, I'm sorry, but that's going to impact a very, very low percentage of our state population. Previously, Governor Gretchen Whitmer had been calling for a new corporate tax. You know, those big evil corporations, especially the ones that use heavy trucks to deliver their products. Well, there's no talk of that anywhere. Why? Because corporations don't pay taxes. They treat any type of tax, whether it's property tax, sales tax, any taxes at all that a corporation is billed, income tax, they consider it's an expense to their operation. Just like the cost of doing business of having a building, having an electric bill, internet bill, insurance bills. Well, taxes just get added to their expenses. They actually, when all of their expenses are added up, they then add 15, 10, 15, 20% profit on top of those expenses. And then that's how they figure out what they're going to charge us, the consumers, for their products, goods, and services. Do you know they actually make a percentage profit on taxes? Governor, are you aware of that? It's an expense. You add it up with all your other expenses, add your profit percentage on top of that, and that's what you charge the inline consumer. We, the people, pay those corporate taxes. Well, it appears that rhetoric is gone, according to this news mer story as of late last night. That's it for the first hour of today's show. Hour number two, right after the top of the hour news break, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising.